This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Vasi, kalispera, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Is this your first time on Joy?
You know, I don't know, to be honest. I'm not sure.
Well, why don't we pretend it's your first time? Hold my hand, and I'll guide you for a golden, beautiful ride. Let's start with your bi identity, and that is your Greek-Australian nature.
Woohoo! All right.
How is it that a Greek-Australian or Australian Greek is taking over Hollywood?
Yeah, you know, I did get the West Hollywood darling there for a while. I am the first Australian and the first Greek to go number one on the Billboard dance charts with my single debut, my solo single debut. So that's a pretty huge honour that I can carry that in history, representing my country.
I want to know more about your relationship with the LGBTI community. What are you like with the gays? Do they love you or hate you? And why do you think that?
I have a very big gay following out here in the States, which is awesome. I don't, you know, it's not like something I thought about intentionally. It just kind of happened. The gay community really embraced me.
What do you think? You know, why do you think that happened?
I mean, I have a dance song that went well when I was on Ultra, and then my other song, obviously, We Are Young, that went number one on the Billboard. You know, I don't think it's that because, you know, my other music is very acoustic-based and quirky and very indie. To be honest, I have no idea, but I'm really happy. I think they like authentic people, you know, and when you are someone that, you know, represents struggle and you've gone through obstacles to, you know, be where you are, and I think that the gay community can somehow relate to that, and so they kind of take you under their wing as one of theirs, and then before you know it, you know, then they feel like they own you, and then they want to, like, you know, then they feel like, oh, you're our child, and look at you, you're growing up, and...
And they don't want to share. Let's go back in time. Let's go to Darwin and see you growing up in a Greek family in a very Australian part of the country. How did that work out?
I did. I was born and raised in Darwin, big family. Yeah.
So how was it growing up in Darwin? How different did you feel than the rest of the kids?
You know, I grew up in a really remote part of Australia, so it was very isolated. You know, we didn't have opportunities that, you know, people in Melbourne and Sydney had. We had two channels on TV, local, and it was hard. You know, I remember at a very young age, well, first of all, I was kicked out of school choir. I was told I couldn't sing. So that was interesting. Look, it was a beautiful place to grow up as a kid. Like, it's awesome. And it still is. It's one of the most thriving cities in the world. I mean, it's the 12th most expensive city in the world. It's super multicultural. You know, real estate taking off. I mean, but anyway, in terms of the business that I'm in, you know, it's very hard being up there. But I was, you know, one of those people that started things for people.
So what would you do, for example?
I would, you know, fly DJs from Sydney and get grants from the Arts Council and put on hip-hop workshops so that the local kids could, you know, have a platform to express themselves.
So you were a party girl?
No, not a party girl. I was just a real philanthropist, humanitarian. I would volunteer all this stuff. I wouldn't make money out of this. I would get money from the government and put on these workshops. I wanted to create an opportunity and a platform for other young individuals to come and express themselves, whether that would be battling, you know, dancing, breakdancing. And I'm pretty sure we have a very big Indigenous community up there, so I would go into the detention centres and teach music workshops to the, you know, mainly boys out there.
It sounds like a hip-hop street kind of teenage years, but what was your Greek life like? And did you share your dreams to become a music star or a composer with the rest of the Greek community up there?
I grew up in a Greek community, you know, in the Greek community, saying that you wanted to be a singer when you grow up or music, everyone would laugh at you, but, you know, it's not, like, believable. It's kind of like keep dreaming there and there you are, like, you know.
And look at you now, you're living the dream. But what were your parents like? Did they embrace you? Were they part of the dream or did you have to work hard at this?
My father didn't want me to do music. No, this is true. He didn't. He wanted me, you know, he struggled. They all came from poverty. They migrated to Australia many years ago, like the typical, you know, immigrant story. So we all know it. If you're Greek, we know it. Basically, my dad didn't want me, you know, he wanted me to, you know, get a degree. Unfortunately, my father passed away from cancer 10 years ago. And before my dad died, I got his blessing. And
oh, that's sweet.
It was very important to me to get that.
But at the end, you got your dad's blessing. Την ευχή του μπαμπά.
He gave me his blessings and he said that it's like when I finished my degree that then I could do music. So I did that. I got my degree and then I started music. And then after that, you know, I got signed in Australia and Sydney and my career took off in Australia. And then my dream was always to move to America. So it's just been a bit of a journey, but here I am. And who would have known? I mean, you know, at the age of 15, I remember standing in front of my window, looking outside at the bush. We live across the road from all this big Arnhem land. And just thinking, like, God, I would love to live in New York and doing music. And then, you know, 10 years or so later, here I am.
You know, your relationship with your dad probably relates to everyone because we all strive for that acceptance from our parents, Greek or non-Greek, gay or non-gay. Did you really want that blessing, that acceptance, or was it something that just happened for you?
No, it was crucial for me. Because I honoured my father, I respected his wishes, I loved my father, I had an incredible father, I'm very fortunate to have had one of the best fathers a girl could ask for. You know, I mean, he wasn't perfect in the sense that, you know, that old school Greek generation, you know, but my dad was loving and he was a loyal husband and he was there for us and I was really close to my dad. So when my dad died, it devastated me and broke my heart. And, you know, I wanted to make my dad proud. So by making him proud, it was to get a degree because, you know, they sacrificed everything to come to this country, Australia, that is, to give us the opportunities that they didn't have. And so I wanted to make my father proud and show him that, you know, I would continue the legacy, you know, with an education, with a degree. But my passion was always music. And that old school mentality, they don't understand that you can, you know, have a thriving career off music and not be like singing at the clubs at 5 a.m. at the Bouzoukia. You know, that's what they understood. I would just wish my father was alive to witness it because unfortunately my dad died before my music career took off. So my father never even got to see me sing. And that's one of my things that break my heart, you know. See, Dad, I'm like, I told you, you know, but not told you, but just to show him, like, see, look, you know. So he can understand and be like, oh, now I get it.
You know, apart from our DNA, we have this thing called the soul DNA. So I think even if our parents are not with us, they're living the dream because they are part of us. So be certain that your dad is living the dream.
It's the morning after, and I can't believe what we all went through. I can still hear your tender voice telling me the things that you used to do. You used to say you can do. Everything you set your mind on, you can make true. You used to say you can do, you can do. Air, everything you set your mind on, you can make it true. Thank you.
just like your parents, you had to go to another country to live the dream. You went to the States where you really hit the jackpot. That's not to say you didn't make it here, but in America, you've got this unprecedented success. Everybody knows you. How do you feel that you had to make the move to achieve your goals?
I made it in Australia before I made it here, but yeah, I have made it here on a different level than I did in Australia. But here, it's like we're dealing with nearly 300 million people in this country, you know what I mean? So it's different. And in Australia, you know, I was all over TV, and I mean, I had a moment there when I was unearthed by Triple J, and you know, people were really talking about me. I was on TV. But yeah, it is a little bit frustrating because, you know, I only got a certain level of support, and then I have to leave my own country to come out here, and now I'm getting the recognition back in my own country again. So it is a bit frustrating, you know, but I don't know. What do you do? I mean,
what do you do?
You can't control these things, you know. I'm just happy that it's finally happening, and I hope that I can be a role model for a lot of other Australians, and I hope that I do blow up in Australia more so, to be honest, only because, like, I want to have the opportunity to be able to come home more often and perform. And, you know, like, I was so happy when I was in Melbourne and I flew my mum down, and, you know, my mum got to come and see me, and I was closer to family, and I miss home, you know, I really do. I do miss home. If I could do what I do here and still be able to do it home, I would. It's just, LA just has so many opportunities, and you don't get that living in Australia. I mean, you get a lot of things living in Australia, and so if I could bridge the two worlds, you know, financially, make it easier to going back and forth and doing shows here and then there, and it would be ideal, you know, it'd be a dream come true.
Coming back to Australia, what was that like? Were Australians embracing? Was it surreal? What was it like coming back already a household name in the States? How did people treat you this time that you're a superstar?
They were so sweet and supportive. And it's funny because everyone knew a song, you know. There was like 300 people at the gala event. And so when I performed on the catwalk, and all the models came out, and then everyone from the company, and everyone was singing the oh-ohs in my song. I was really, like, blown away. You know, people were so sweet, and they knew, and they're like, you know, I love the video. And, you know, when you're working hard, you don't notice. You just kind of put your head down and you do your thing. So you don't realize that people are watching your moves, you know. And then even here it happens. But from my own country to be like, we're proud of you, and my own fellow Aussies, and it just felt really nice. I've been looking forward to that feeling for a long time. I got it. It was very quick because I was in and out. That's why, honestly, I'd love to have the opportunity to come back and do it again.
So
I like being home. Well, I really do. As soon as I land, I love it. I love that thing of like, oh, I hear our accent, just the way people talk to each other, you know, the food, everything in the chemist, you know, the junk food even. We have the best. Honestly, Australia has the best.
No, come on. Greece has the best junk food. When it comes to junk food, no one beats souvlaki.
I disagree. I honestly think Greece has the best fresh produce, you know, in terms of like good home cuisine type meals. But I think Australia has the best, like, you know, junk food, you know, the cherry ripe, the texture light, the chips. It has the best coffees. It has the best service in the world. You know, Greece is service stuff, as we all know, but who cares when the beef is so good.
Enough about junk food. Let's talk about your Greek cooking. What is your favorite Greek recipe?
I know I'm going to sound like a koryata, but I love my taramosalata.
You love your taramosalata. But what can you cook best?
I'm really good at cooking. I would say I can do a few things, you know, like my mesta fasulaca. I can do fakies. I love fakies. And I can do, I love doing macaronia me kima.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, amaya khoreksi, I love doing dormadas.
You love doing dolmades.
And I'm really good at that.
You know you're getting a lot of niffy points. You know what niffy points are?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Are you a good Greek niffy, a good Greek bride, and Would you like to get married with a Greek?
You know, it's funny because I actually do want to marry a Greek man. I do, you know. In my earlier days, I used to fight that. I don't know why. As I get older, I really want to. Would I make a great Nifi? Yes. I'm a Nikokira and all that. Like, I'm very anal and tidy. And if I'm going to marry a Greek guy, I need a Greek guy that's understanding of my career and schedule. Because you know how some Greek men can be. They don't want their woman out there doing their thing. So I have to be like a modern age type of Greek guy. I am a good Nifi. I'm just not a typical Nifi. I'm a Nifi with a career. So I will love my man and I'll still cook for him every now and then. And I love, and I'm very good at cleaning. That's one of my things.
So you are a Nifi plus.
I don't know about Nifi plus because I think a lot of Greek men love to have their, you know, wives, the women at home, not too ambitious. You know, it's safer, you know what I mean? So, but, you know, it's tough. It's tough for men because, you know, I'm out in the business. I'm around men a lot. I'm in red carpets almost every week. I need to be a very secure, confident guy.
So before I let you go back into your cleaning, please give me your favorite Greek classic songs.
I really like Marte Bourfomena. I like Sagapour. Not Sagapour, the one that you know, but the one that Sophia Loren. But then I also like, you know, Melachinaki. Melachinaki, Metopsiparnaki.
Because you are one, right?
You must have read something palia that my mom hates. I'm not even gonna. What's his name? But I probably won't say that. Then she'll be like, "Yes, you know, tapalia polimaras."
You've really made it big in the States, and this year we're seeing some awards coming your way. There's even talk about a Grammy nomination.
Yes. Well, you know, I was in North Carolina on the weekend performing for Pride, which was awesome. I just found out the news, but anyway, my song is in the Grammy consideration. So basically, next month I find out if I'm in the final round for a Grammy nomination. So my song that went to number one on the Billboard charts, that's done really well in TV and film. It's the main theme song for the trailer Frozen, the new Disney movie. It's been in the trailer theme song for the Tina Fey film. It's got the new Greek yogurt Yo Play campaign around America right now. It's got the Target campaign. It's got, my God, Telus. It's just connected, you know, which is really cool. Like, I think I wrote the song in half an hour, and it, sometimes you win like that. Sometimes you can spend hours working something and you just don't get it. And other times you just write it and it connects. So, you know, you don't know. You can't predict these things. It just kind of happens. But I'm excited about it. I mean, listen, I'm a girl from Darwin. You know, I always say you can take the girl out of Darwin, but you can't take Darwin out of a girl. So for me to even be in this Grammy consideration and nomination, you know, situation, it's pretty awesome. So it would be awesome. I mean, if I won a Grammy, like for real, it's my dream come true.
And if you won a Grammy, would you say a couple of Greek words to your mum?
Absolutely. I would dedicate it to my father or my mum.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously if it wasn't for them. More so, I just want to show the world that you can, and to represent my country, that, and, you know, obviously my country and being Greek, because that is very important to me. Like, I mean, I'm Australian, but I am Greek-Australian. I want people to really be like, wow, you know, anything is possible, and to just inspire other people around the world to believe that.
That's right. We are Greek-Australian. It's such a good thing to have a bi-identity. I'm really glad you've identified that. Vasi, thank you so much for being on The Gold and the Beautiful. This is quite a different show. It's the first time that an ethnic Australian show broadcasts on an LGBTI station. We like to think that being different is a plus and it helps us in chasing that dream. What's your advice for our audience?
If you have a dream, it doesn't matter that you don't have help or you don't have someone in the business to help you. Seriously, you can manifest your dream. You have to put it out there, believe in yourself, and make it happen. There is no black and white way to do it, but you have to put it out there in the universe. And the universe will reward you if you put in the work. Truly believe in yourself, you know?
Βάση, ελπίζω και τα υπόλοιπα σου όνειρα να γίνουν πραγματικότητα. I hope the rest of your dreams become true.
Aw, that is cool.
Thank you so much for being part of the show.
Hey guys, I'm Vassie and you're listening to The Bold and the Beautiful with Kiriakos Gold.
Chico, take it from top.
Ha, ha. Everybody get down like that. Everybody get down like that. If you like it, then make it clap. If you like it, then make it clap. Turn it up, get loose, get loud. We are young, don't tell us how. We should go on living now. Break the rules, let's tear it. I say, oh, 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 oh. It's rough, listen up and listen up to what I say.
Yeah, that was fun. I like that. It's always fun when I know what I'm talking about.
you know what I mean?
Because I'm like, yay!
Because way, hey, yo!
Did that look good, Mike?
Yeah, it did.
Great.
Oh, no, I didn't record anything.
Chico, you're kidding, right?
Of course I am.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.